Welcome back to Dave's Gone By and Dave's Dot Guests. Well, a guest with me and a friend of mine, theater critic, and his name is Jeff Goodman. He was on a segment a week or so, or maybe a couple weeks ago, doing theater reviews about all sorts of Broadway and off-Broadway shows, but something a little different today. Jeff also has had some amazing experiences on a recent trip to Thailand, and he's going back there. He may actually even be back there next week. So, I'm going to ask him all about it. And Jeff, first of all, thanks for being here before you go there.
Well, thanks for inviting me back.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It's just always great to have a conversation with you. And
by the way, you forgot theater critic and superstar.
And superstar, I'm sorry. And owner of Fantasy Schmancy Balloons.
All right, I passed up on all that great free advertising.
Well, do it now, quickly.
Go ahead. Fantasy Schmancy Balloons, located in Hicksville, Long Island. We do bar mitzvahs and anything else. We do big parties. We decorate big parties.
Cool. And what's the phone number again?
The phone number is 797-3229.
Area code?
516.
Do it again.
516. I'm so bad at my own self-promotion. 516-797-3229. Fancy Schmancy Balloons.
Fancy Schmancy Balloons and parties. And you'll be partying a bit in Thailand.
I'll be partying a lot in Thailand.
So tell me about your first trip.
Oh, my first... Well, the first thing about the whole trip is the length of the first flight.
Oh, yeah.
Dave, you would... most people... I tell people this and they go, I'm never going. Because you fly from New York, you can fly from New York nonstop to Tokyo, which only takes you about 16 to 18 hours. Because like you go through, they put 5 movies on the plane,
yeah.
And when the movies are all over, you're over Alaska.
Oh, God.
It's like...
That's worse than... I guess it's almost like Australia. It's that far in the world.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, Australia is closer. Because you get off in Tokyo, and then, amazingly, the Tokyo, the whole thing with fitness... They don't want you to get those blood clots and stuff, so you can't go, even though you land in the, what is the place where planes land? The airport.
Yeah.
And you can't go directly and just sit down. They make you walk like half a mile. It's like this track.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and you go through metal detectors again, too. But otherwise, they'd have metal detectors right there. Because you just walk around. They have guards in this, like, plexiglass wall.
Yeah.
And you have to walk all the way down the corridor and
back
up.
And you were told the reason for this.
It's for health reasons.
Who told you that?
Japanese people.
Really? They said that it wasn't about security. It wasn't about just the way the airport was structured?
I'm sure it was. No, the airport, it's like one of those... They had like 6 or 8 gates in that circular thing.
Yeah.
And then the center of the circular thing is where you sat. And then so you had to walk around the circular thing, down that big, the line that gets to the circular thing.
Yeah.
I hope everyone's really getting this. you walk down the whatever ramp or something. And then you go out around to the lobby past the Nintendo place. Because they have, what also is great in Japan, they have all this Nintendo, all the Japanese companies have these 3 things. And you can play games. And there's a sign, adults, please let children play first.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, no, the cool thing is if the flight is getting really long and the people are getting cranky and stuff, instead of serving alcoholic beverages, what they do is they play those Japanese cartoons that cause epileptic seizures. So everybody's in there saying, for the rest of the flight, and they don't bother the stewardesses at all.
I was wondering what happened to me the last half hour of my flight.
There it is, yeah. So all right, let's get off the airport.
How long do you think it would take to get from Japan to Thailand?
Oh, I don't know, 3 hours.
8.
Oh, God.
So
no wonder they attacked Thailand recently, yeah.
No one. Thailand is like the Switzerland of Asia, you know.
Meaning?
Yeah, Thailand has never been colonized. It's the only country in Southeast Asia that's ever been colonized.
Oh, wow.
Thanks to the kings. They've been brilliant. Like, in World War II, they stayed out of it because they just negotiated with everyone. They just made everyone think they were on their side.
Right. Oh, I've got to do my favorite Thailand pun joke. Ask me if I'm from Thailand.
Are you from Thailand?
Yes, I am. That's just a little joke there. Okay, continue.
Oddly enough, the word is Siam, if you're in Thailand.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because there's a Siam Square, and I said, where's that? it's Siam Square.
Well, yeah, or it's actually a guy who's built that way, and he's not circular, so he says, Siam Square. Okay, I'm sorry. Continue.
Okay. Well, anyway, we get off the airplane. Well, first of all, you leave New York. When you go there, you leave New York at, I leave at like about 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And you arrive at Bangkok at 12 o'clock midnight the next day. So you basically, because the,
it's 2 days gone out of your life just getting there, basically.
Yeah, yeah. But getting back, you leave Japan at about, I think, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
and you arrive in New York at 1 o'clock the same day. So actually you arrive in New York before, because you're going over the international
yeah,
date
right,
line.
Yeah, right, wow.
So you actually arrive before you left, which is very odd.
I think George Carlin did a bit about that, where you could probably live your life and live like 4,000 years that
right,
way, because you never actually
backwards.
Spend any time. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
But anyway, once you land yeah. in Bangkok, it's a whole new world.
Meaning?
Things are so different there. First of all, the people are unbelievably nice. And one of my favorite things about Thailand is it's incredibly cheap. It's like one of the best buys in the world.
So, okay, let's milk is what, as opposed to here, is a dollar,
honestly, milk is not a big
yeah, okay.
thing there, but, and you can't,
clothing,
like, you can't, clothing, you can get a t-shirt for a buck on the street. Everything no. that, everything you buy is like, a bargain. You have to bargain with these people. But to stay in a hotel room, I stayed in a 4-star hotel initially, and I paid $50 a night. And by the way, that included breakfast.
Whoa.
But you have to be very careful. If you go to Thailand, you have to order your eggs well done. Otherwise, you'll get like, I don't know, it's just like runny eggs. They just basically fry one side, and the other side has that gookie.
Oh, that gookie. Okay. Well, if you tell them well done, they'll do it. And that's a 4-star yeah. hotel. 50. Or how many baht is a dollar or something like that?
A baht is now about 40. They're 42 baht to the dollar.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
So, and actually, I now stay at a less expensive hotel.
Yeah.
So I stay at a 3-star hotel. It costs me about $22 a night. And it includes breakfast.
And you had, I mean, that was in the heart of Bangkok, I assume,
yeah.
but you went to the...
Oh, I went all the way, I love you, up north there's a place called Chiang Mai, which is beautiful, mm-hmm. and surprisingly enough, it does get very cold up there, because it's a very long country, it's like a backwards comma.
Okay.
Also,
isn't that the Himalayas are there, or am I totally off?
The Himalayas, I thought they were the Himalayas.
Oh, whatever. Yes, I am.
You say Himalaya, I say Himalaya.
And I'll talk to you, Himalaya. No, but no.
I'm not sure.
I
think,
must be. Or the,
well, they're actually that? In Mongolia.
Tibetan, I don't know. Yeah, okay.
Aren't they in Mongolia? And that's a little bit north. Because Thailand does border on China.
Okay.
But, oh no, no, wait.
Wait,
I'm
no,
sorry,
but you just
north
said
of,
it was 8 hours from
Japan.
From Japan.
But, no,
I don't
China's,
know
China's
at all.
A little bit north. They border actually on Laos and Cambodia to the west.
Now you're going, not to break you off there, but are you going to Vietnam?
Oh, yes, I am. I'm very excited about Vietnam. I don't know why. I think I'm going to go through Vietnam going, I'm Canadian. I'm not kidding either.
Well, what possessed you to, you know, say, okay, I'm going to...
Oh, well, when last time I was in Thailand, I was trekking, which, by the way, unless you're in very good condition, physical condition, don't do that. Because I said, I told them, I said, I'm a fat man from New York, and I don't get a lot of physical exercise. Oh, no problem. You can do trek. Well, they had me walking for about 6 hours uphill.
Oh, boy.
And besides giving a German guy stayed with me for most of it, because the guides really don't care. I could have been dead on the mountain. They'd go, oh, I don't think we can buck one. Sorry.
Oh, man.
But this guy from Germany helped me, and so I actually forgave World War II. I'm sorry, everybody.
Oh, ouch. But getting back to why Vietnam?
Oh, anyway, so I was backpacking, well, doing this trek with a lot of younger people who were just great. I love that. A lot of people go there. I think I suggested for everyone, after you graduate college, their parents gave them a round-trip ticket. Anywhere in the world, and they would go from country to country. They meet at different girls all over the place.
Well, yeah,
but they all
cool.
told me that Vietnam, first of all, it was one of their favorite places because it was even cheaper than Thailand. Thailand was expensive compared to Vietnam.
Okay.
And of course, being Jewish, I said, oh, yay, I found a new bargain. But,
right.
But
that's my joke, dude. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Well, yeah. Oh, okay. Here, Dave, Vietnam's cheaper than Thailand.
Whoa. That's, being a Jew, I appreciate that. No, your line was better. Sorry. Okay.
Okay, that's okay.
So, okay.
Oh, so
more.
They all told me that Vietnam was such a gorgeous place, because if you think about it, it's all coastline.
Yeah, actually.
And actually, I've been finding out also that Hanoi is really, I mean, I hate to say it, but I'm flying, I'm going to be Hanoi Jeff. I'm going to fly.
Well, I've always found you rather annoying. No, just kidding.
Oh, my God, Dave, we have to I'm do
sorry.
Something about that tongue.
Well, anyway, what about Hanoi? Gorgeous?
Well, I don't know. I haven't been there, but I've been told. I rode around and on the internet, and I found that they have a lot of caves that you can kayak in and out of.
Cool.
In
so that's
Vietnam.
Where Osama is, yeah.
Yeah. Well, if he's there, I'll get him. Don't worry.
We'll get him. But Before we go to the places you haven't been, tell me more about
Up north, well, one of my favorite things, I know I showed you the pictures and everything. Up north, they have most of the elephants. So I went on an elephant kind of trek. You can go up to these elephant farms, and you take an elephant out for like a couple-hour walk. It's great. They're very easy to get up on. They're a little bumpy, but I felt like a sheep because they have this little like throne up on top of the elephant. And you walk in, it's great. And the guy has there's a hill tribe person who's driving the elephant or whatever he does, and he goes up into the mountains and he's sitting, his legs are behind the ears. It's just wonderful. I don't know. I just had a great time. And you're up about three stories. They're really big animals.
Well, yeah.
What's even better is we just crossed the river in an elephant too.
What do you mean?
Well, it's not very deep, but they raft down rivers, which I also did, and cool. it was really great because as the elephants are crossing, the rafters are going whoa, they watch out for the elephants. You know,
yeah, that's amazing. You go down the water, like look out, elephant, look at the water.
Oh, it's unbelievable. So you can cross rivers with them. I mean, you just feel the power of the animal underneath you, right. And you go up. And you know, you stop, and of course, oh, by the way, they're kings of getting money out of you no matter what.
Okay, let's get to the juicy stuff, because you can't really talk about Thailand.
Let's
get to the dirty stuff. Oh yeah.
I'll tell you about the go-go bars.
Ooga.
Well, this is not actually one of Thailand's. They don't go, come see our go-go bars. One of the big things is there's a big sex tourism industry in Thailand, and they have a lot of. The word there is that prostitution is illegal in Thailand, but so is going over 55 in the U.S. So,
well, wait a minute. First of all, isn't it legal there?
Not really, but it's kind of not.
They don't look at it. It's like talking on a cell phone in Nassau County. Right, okay, in the car, yeah.
But what they have is they have several types of different ways. They have bars where it's great. They have bars and bars and bars. I think I told you about the one bar. Actually, this was up north. And I just walked into the store, and it was a bar, and there was no exit. As you went through the bar, you went to another bar, and every, like, 8 feet, these bars were maybe 8 foot square.
Okay.
And every 8 foot, there was, like, a walkway, like, kind of a, like a boardwalk.
Yeah.
And every 8 feet was a whole different bar.
Oh, that's cute.
It was, and there were, like, 10 of them attached. And like, and a lot of them had.
Because it's the one time the Irish are actually jealous of the Thai. Like, yeah, we're going to learn to do that.
It was like great, you know. You just yell, "There's a good buy over here." Happy hour, ding ding ding. But it very interesting how you could just walk from one bar to the next. But anyway, they have bars, and some of them are they have bar girls and bar boys.
Right.
And they you can pick
and
them
a good bar band. I hope. Yeah.
Well, there's not even room for a band. There's hard. I mean, a bar in those places consists of about 10 seats at the bar and about two tables, and that's your bar.
Okay.
But if you go into the bars, all the girls and boys will be very very nice to you. You get answered. Hello. What your name? What you do?
Right.
Where you from? What you do? Is always the questions.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't really talk sex, which is kind of interesting. But now I'll get to your favorite thing, the go-go's.
Actually, that's interesting, too.
It's all fascinating.
But then are they soliciting anything more than tips at the bar, or are these people saying, take me home?
They don't say, take me home, but you can do it. Everything is kind of in an unsaid language.
Okay.
You can you just say to the bartender, I'd like to off her, or I'd like to off him, or off you. In Thailand, you can off anybody. You just pay a fee to the bar, and you can just take them with you. I know, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
But this isn't at every bar, by the way.
Okay, cool.
I mean, and then they also have massage. And Thais are famous for the massage. You get a great Thai traditional massage, and it's like unbelievable.
What's so special about it?
Oh, it's all about Buddhist culture, and they just make you feel real good. They get you, they'll sit there. I mean, one of my favorite things is to have, you pay a couple hundred baht, and for an hour, a woman will actually massage your feet.
That's nice.
Oh, it feels like you're walking on it. You just go, oh my God, your feet never feel the same. I can't wait. The first thing I'm doing, the first day I get there.
Is a foot massage.
Well, that and a 2 hour just massage. They walk on your back, because they're real teeny tiny people.
Right.
And they
let's be racist here. Okay.
They are. They're very beautiful people. The ties are gorgeous.
All right,
gorgeous.
So speaking of which, let's get to the go-go people.
Oh, the go-go bars.
Yeah.
Well, I read about the go-go bars, and I just never... I didn't even understand it. There's this place called Patpong, which is like the big nightlife area in Bangkok.
Okay.
And they're famous for their go-go bars. Well, outside, not only... They have some people who try and lure you in. They have all these hawkers who try and lure you in. Oh, beautiful.
Well, that's the way 42nd Street used to be.
Oh, yeah, but they didn't have positions and prices.
I beg your... Oh, dear.
They had pictures of, like, little drawings.
You're kidding me.
No, some of them did, and some of them didn't.
Well, because I guess they're going for tourists who wouldn't know the words.
Right.
So they show up a diagram.
Plus, you're in Thailand. It's a whole new language. Remember, they even have a different alphabet, Thai.
Oh, okay, right, yeah. So if they show that, and a price next to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's still in baht. Maybe, it would be nice if they had the conversion table. You know?
I'm sure they'd be giving
this in dollars, this in francs, this in pounds.
But this doesn't go on stage in the... go-go thing. Right?
No. In the go, you walk into the bars, and then you're seated at a table or a booth. I personally like the ones with booth.
Okay.
It's like, you feel very 70s. You're in like the sofa group, those couches all together. And when I first read about it, I thought, well, maybe they'll have 6-10 girls there, you know, just like they have here.
Right.
You get there, and like, there are like 20 girls, quote-unquote, dancing on stage. It's more like rhythmic moving. They're just kind of swaying back and forth. And they all have numbers on them.
Tattooed or just...
No, but the numbers are in very odd places.
Oh,
I must tell you. And
guess where they put the 69? Thank you. Yeah.
Well, they have two choices.
Okay.
But, but actually, it's not over the mounts. But...
yeah. Okay.
Dave's sweating a little.
A little bit. Yeah, keep going. So...
There's about 20 girls on stage, and then all of a sudden... It didn't stop, but they rotate, and new girls come on, and each bar has about 100 to 150 girls in it, and the bars are running one next to another.
Yeah, it's
unbelievable.
Well, because they're probably running from one bar, they probably...
No.
Whoa.
They're all... they're just in that one bar. They, you know, later on when I realized they're standing by a back bar. They're all sitting there, and if you want to meet a girl, you just say, you ask the mama-san, or your waiter, or whoever. And the waiters, by the way, and the bartenders all have numbers on them, too.
Okay.
So if you want them, you can even ask.
But
and you say, I'd like to talk to 69, or...
Well, yeah, whatever number she is.
214. I mean, there were numbers in the hundreds. So you say, you go, the mama-san would come up to you if you were showing, anybody you like? And you go, oh, well, maybe, 12, 15, and 412 would be nice. And then they sit next to you, and they start, kind of massaging your thighs.
Yeah.
And, and then then you have a choice to off them or not. And if you want to be just respectful, you buy them a drink if they're going to stay there for a little while. And then if you don't want to take her home or you don't want to off them, you give them a small tip, like 100, 200 baht.
Right.
But... You ready to go? Dave, it's
so intense. It sounds like a lot of fun until, people will be listening saying, okay, aren't these girls and boys like 10 years old?
No. There's a strict law that they have to be over 18. The age of consent in Thailand, I can't believe
is it really strict?
I'm like sex, I'm like the sex therapist here. I'm like the expert on sex, but the age of consent in Thailand is 15, but they cannot work in the bars until they're 18.
And you really found that to be, you looked at their faces and...
Well, they all carry government ID cards. And you have to, it's in the Thai year, so you have to, I think, subtract 345 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to subtract 340.
That's your girl paging you at the moment. Right?
Oh,
we got your beeper going on.
I'm beeping.
Huh. And don't let that happen in the theater.
That's right. I'm going to get fined now.
actually, before we round this off, trying not to say anything sexual there, but everything is a pun, I guess, but... What about performance in the go-go things? And all
Oh, they have these shows, and you just will not believe it. Did you see the movie Priscilla, Queen of the Desert?
A few years back.
Well, in it, they meet this man and his wife, who I guess is trying to play Thai or something, and she has this talent that she's not allowed to show, and she eventually gets out to a bar and shows her talent with ping pong balls. And they are actually propelled out of a certain area.
Uh-huh.
And it's quite entertaining. And
well, yeah.
I must tell you, that actually does happen. I mean, there are certain shows there that I can't even tell you what they're called on the air. But then they also have shows where they stick everything from live eels.
Oh, to, God.
It goes into everything, everywhere. There are a lot of snakes. There's, then they have painting shows where someone will go out and they put on black lights and they fluorescent paint the bodies.
Oh, okay.
It's really kind of neat. And then they have like these food fight shows.
Yeah.
It's really quite interesting. They have all different types of... They have a million different shows.
Now, and speaking, going away, finally, from the naughtiness and the sex stuff, did you see any shows? You are a theater critic. Did you see any musicals?
Well, actually, they don't have theater. They have some things that are called cultural shows, which tell the Thai stories. And they're quite interesting. That's probably the closest thing they have to theater.
But well, when they have puppetry and that kind of thing.
Not a lot.
Okay.
They have cabaret shows. What's also interesting in the discos, they have, like, live shows at 11, 11:30, 12
mm-hmm.
in the discos to get the crowd in. But they also have these big shows called cabaret shows. One of the big cabarets is called Alcazar. And the cabaret shows are recreations of other shows or other events. And they just copy scenes. And they're what looks like women. It's all men who absolutely... It's astounding. And you get to meet them later. And up close, you can't even tell they're not women.
Whoa. It's my idea of an unlucky Chang's, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, you can't off them.
Yeah. Before we go, haven't even asked about one of the most pressing things, food.
Oh, my God, the food is so great.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's so cheap. Even though you're not supposed to really eat from the vendors, they have barbecue vendors on the street.
Oh, yum.
And, oh, it's just wonderful. It's just you can't have the chicken with the feet attached. I didn't like them. They had the feet attached.
The heads off, at least?
Yes, the heads are always off.
Now, you've eaten in Thai restaurants in America.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and what's the difference?
No comparison.
Why?
Because it's... First of all, we don't have the ingredients here because they're all from Thailand.
Okay.
It's a whole different climate. And, It's hard to explain, but the food just tastes different, and it's better there. Also, the food is served on very small plates there, as opposed to what they've Americanized the stuff here.
Okay, yeah.
But the other thing is just the fruits and stuff. The pineapple is just unbelievable.
Hmm.
It's better, much better than Hawaiian pineapple. I'm sorry, Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, no, okay.
But we don't go to Hawaii, do we?
Well, because we're on the dole. Just a little joke there. Thank you.
But,
well,
and then they have this big fruit, this big obnoxious fruit called a durian, and it's pretty nice and it tastes pretty nice, but they smell god awful. As a matter of fact, in the hotels, especially in the south, I didn't even get to tell you about Phuket, which is spelled
Phuket.
But the first time I thought what I said, wow, I didn't know what that was about. I said Phuket, but. When you go down to Phuket, when it's really hot, I mean, and we're talking, it's really great because you really don't know the temperature because it's all in centigrade. So, 35, 40, it sounds nice. 110,
And is it humid or is it like the Arizona dry heat?
It's a little bit a mixture of both. It's not that bad. The only thing is the air conditioning isn't as powerful. And and everyone who works for a company is very devoted to the company because they're nice. They're really devoted people, and they believe a lot in honor and respect.
Mm-hmm.
So they would never keep your air conditioning on. Even if you left it on your room, you come back and your room is stifling.
Oh.
Because it's not central. You just have...
You gotta put it on. You gotta wait like 10 minutes for it.
Oh my god! I mean, there were days where I just had to, like I came in, turned on the air conditioning, and went and took a cold shower.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
And then went to the go-go bars. But
well, more on that anon. But I want to wish you a wonderful time on your upcoming trip. How long are you going to be in Thailand? How long Vietnam?
I'm going to be in Vietnam for 10 days, 2 weeks. I'll be in Vietnam almost in Thailand about another 4 weeks.
Oh, wow. So you have to promise to come back and tell us about your next trip when you're back in town.
Absolutely. But we have to not talk about the go-go bar so much. The Thai Tourism Authority isn't going to like me.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, I like you.
But I'll tell you, I actually am thinking about running tours there because I do love the country so much.
Well, you don't know the language yet, do you?
I'm learning it.
Cool.
So I can say sawadee kaha.
Can you say thanks for listening to Dave's Gone By?
No.
Jeff Goodman, thank you for coming to Dave's Gone By. We'll be back after this.